The time is 6 o'clock, and this is KBUO 90.7 FM. And this KBU program has been made possible in part by KBU Foundation members and a grant from Portland's Gay and Lesbian Community Yellow Pages, providing a wide array of gay-friendly business listings. For more information, please call 503-230-7701 or pdxgayyellowpages.com. This program has also been made possible in part by KBU Foundation members and a grant from Radio Cab, serving the metro area since 1946 with service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Radio Cab offers airport service, wheelchair accessible vans, and can be reached at 503-227-1212 or on the web at radiocab.net. Welcome to Out Loud, KBOO's news and public affairs show serving the same gender-loving community. Out Loud is produced by the Queer Boo Collective, and we are seeking volunteers to help create this show. Please contact us at kbooutloud@yahoo.com. Please also send us your event listings, announcements, and comments. We love hearing from you. Tonight's guests are the musical duo Humble Divas, who will present short pieces from their musical comedy, Civil Disunion. But before we hear from them, here's a news story. Planet Out reports today that former state Senate Minority Leader Bill Finkbeiner, a Republican from Kirkland, Washington, said he has split with his party on a gay rights issue and he will support the bill which closes a loophole that allows landlords and employers in the state to discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation. Before stepping down as leader in November, Finkbeiner joined fellow Republicans and two Democrats in opposing the bill, leading to its 25-24 defeat after passing by a large margin in the House. On Monday, however, he reversed his stance, giving civil rights advocates new hope for the bill's passage. Finkbeiner said in a written statement, quote, "I've had a number of conversations over the past year that have led me to more fully understand the level of discrimination that gays and lesbians face, and now I find it is both appropriate and necessary for the state to make it clear that this is not acceptable," unquote. There has long been broad bipartisan support in the House for a statewide anti-discrimination bill. Washington Senate, however, has been bitterly divided, and observers see Finkbeiner as the key link to break Republican opposition to the bill. Whether more Republicans follow suit is unclear, but Democrats say Finkbeiner's reversal locks in the minimum 25 votes to ensure passage. If the bill makes it out of committee this week, a vote could come as early as January 20th. And more good news from the other coast. New Jersey lawmakers voted yesterday to give same-sex couples the usual rights as heterosexual married couples in the matters of inheritance, funeral arrangements, and health benefits in the public sector. The rights were covered in two bills. One bill covered inheritance and funeral arrangements, while the other dealt with health benefits for partners of public employees. After being overwhelmingly passed in the state legislature, both bills have been sent to Governor Richard Cody, who is expected to sign him. Kudos to New Jersey. All right, after those news stories, I would now like to introduce Humble Divas. So welcome to Out Loud, you two.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit, what is Humble Divas? I guess let's start with your names.
I'm Mark Steering.
I'm Elizabeth Lavenue.
We have been working together in one way or another for quite a few years.
Long time.
We actually were in a Saturday Market Sunday opera project years ago, and that's really where we met.
Mm-hmm.
And then we worked together with Angels the Next Generation. A lot of people know Melinda Pittman out there.
Thank you, Melinda. We love you.
I was music directing, and Elizabeth was in the show.
Yeah, that was wild and fun, and you know, and then years went by, and
years.
I don't think we saw each other, and then you got an email from me, I think, and you came to one of my solo performances.
That's right.
And after that, you were like, hey, what do you think about singing? And I was like, right on, let's do it.
That's true.
So we ended up forming a quartet. And that lasted about a year or so until we realized, you know, we just really want to do comedy.
We want to be fun.
Oh, yeah. And here we are. Humble Divas.
Humble Divas.
Great.
We did our first show a couple of years ago. It was called Romantic Myth Takes.
That was fun. I was very pregnant at the time. Boy, let me tell you, that's a challenge. But it gave, you know, it was good food for the show because we wrote some songs about that. But really, this next show we're doing is Civil Disunion, and we're doing it January 20th and 21st. And so we'd like to do some songs from the show, and hopefully you'll come and see it.
You know, it's really interesting because the current political climate really brought us out of retirement. Elizabeth was being a new mom and really devoting herself to her daughter, Aria, and suddenly went, you know... The material is really ripe out there. It's time for us to write a new show, and maybe a little bit more political than the last one.
Oh, definitely is. Yeah.
Give us the details for the show.
Well, let's see. It's a variety show, so we start off with some good political stuff. Some gay marriage / civil disunion. Where are we? What the hey is going on now with gay marriage? And
we're both a little bit mushy, so we had to get a little bit of romance, a little bit of love stuff in there because we just can't avoid it.
A little bit of bush bashing, but not too much.
No, not too much.
Not too much.
Keeping it funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah, keeping it light.
A lot of conservative bashing. And fundamentalist bashing.
Uh-huh. Okay, so Friday, January 20th, Saturday, January 21st, show start at 8 p.m.
That's right, and it's at Rose City Park Presbyterian Church. And what's great about this is when we did the show for a weekend in November, I got a call 2 days later from a guy that said, "Hi, I'm the senior pastor at Rose City Park Presbyterian, and I saw your show, and I loved it." And I ended up meeting with him, and now we're doing it there.
Great. That's at Northeast 44th and Sandy, for those that don't know where it is.
Right across from the Value Village parking lot.
Okay.
And tickets are $5 to $20 sliding scale, and you can call Mark at 503-234-1140 for reservations and information.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So tell us what's going to happen tonight. What are you going to perform for us this evening?
Well, we're going to do about three numbers, and part of what we're going to do is do some of the characters that we do in the show as well, which are really a lot of fun for us.
Mm-hmm. So with the political scene as it is, you know, even a year ago, November 2nd, we all just kind of woke up going, whoa, like what just happened? We were so content in our little Multnomah County bubble.
You know, with our Rose City colored glasses on, we actually had a shred of hope that Kerry might win and that Measure 36 might not pass.
You know, you could see the right kind of bumper stickers, lawn signs, they were everywhere.
But when I called my mother in Buffalo, New York, she sadly assured me otherwise.
Yeah, so did my sister in Northeastern Oregon.
Aren't you glad to be floating in the bubble? If you ever plan to come out west, there are queer things that you might like the best. 'Cause in a bubble, we smashed 36.
Oh, we did. It was great. We got married right on the county steps.
The city leaders thought county policy a mess.
Yeah, it is.
So in our bubble, we smashed 36. We did it, yeah. We voted for Kerry, right here we could marry. Rose City's mayor likes dykes and ferries.
Just out rainbow stickers, embracing diversity.
Politicians, hand-holding and kissing, artists, healers, new-age dealers, won't you get hip to our groovy trip?
So groovy here.
Yeah. Eat organic,
espresso lattes you will sip.
Not me, it's half and half all the way.
I know.
Cause in a bottle, we smashed 36.
That's right. So, you all remember out there Wednesday morning, November 3rd, 2004, when we awoke in total devastation?
Oh my gosh, I mean, what happened?
When Clinton got a blowjob, it was like friggin' World War III.
But
no one died when Clinton lied.
So, you know, our country really has this like personality thing going on, you know?
I know what you're saying. At least 51% of us believed that the sky was falling.
Code Orange, the Patriot Act.
Bring it on! Fear, fear, fear!
Especially if you're queer.
Because we are responsible for the breakdown of heterosexual marriage in this Christian nation. But only for Carrie Ryder we could marry, even though the license was temporary.
Dyke, stance, and smoke free. Embracing diversity.
Gay politicians, hand-holding and kissing, artists, healers, new age dealers, won't you get hip to this timely tip?
All right, listen up, folks.
If you're a liberal, don't ignore the right wing's grip.
It's a big, tight grip.
Burst the bubble, don't let our hard-earned rights a slip. Cause we're in trouble. If we abandon ship, so eat your Wheaties. It's gonna be one long trip.
Oh, thank you.
Way to go, way to go, humble divas.
So all right, that was fun.
Very nice. Thank you for that, humble divas.
Yes.
Very creative, good commentary on the world today.
Yeah. Oh, there is much in the bubble.
There is.
Mm-hmm. You know, I remember, you know, right after that, there was all these articles about Portland is in a bubble. And I think that it just, you know, we were so devastated because there were so many positive things going on that time. And, you know, I believe Multnomah County voted like 76% for Kerry, and Measure 36 went down, but just go right outside of Portland. It was all really different.
Yeah, well, we start there. We don't end there by any means.
That's for sure.
Moving on into the show, we want to bring out some of our characters for you.
That's true.
Friends.
That's true. Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
So
you folks out there, can you see me? I'm putting on my funny little glasses right now.
I got my tambourine.
That's right. You got your tambourine. Okay, here we go. Hi, folks. My name is Peter Paranoia. And this is my lovely wife, Polly. We're from the Conservative Coalition Against Queers Raising Kids.
Do you know about the homosexual agenda to propagate the species with unnatural offspring in order to turn our beloved country into an immoral orgy of diversity? Oh, well, you know, like that new live sex acts law.
Ain't that the truth, Polly? First they want special rights to teach tolerance in the schools. Next thing you know, there'll be armies of queers walking arm in arm, swishing their way down our streets.
Men wearing pink and women encouraging their facial hair.
Polly, are we going to allow this freely chosen gay lifestyle pushed upon our innocent children?
Of course not. So, be sure that you sign our petition right here for ballot measure 69-666, which prevents same-sex parents from adopting their own children.
That's right.
We say that gay folks aren't appropriative. Spend their time partying, drinking libation. Why should they have kids or get to raise families? One man, one woman. We believe this firmly. The lifestyle that you choose is abomination. Are you trying to create some kind of queer nation?
have you to say?
So if you're at our show, you'd see us right now getting kind of sexy, letting our hair down, taking those glasses off.
Well, that's right. We like to party all night. Each time the baby cries, hold me so tight. The diaper pails full. Deprivation. Mom's breast milk. Baby's addictive libation. Hot sex dates. Now DVD popcorn sensations.
Hey, wasn't Kate Blanchett totally amazing as Katherine Hepburn?
Absolutely.
Not much different than you. Is that why you fear a coronation?
Well, Peter and Polly, what do you think?
Now I think out in our life by the good book.
Got it right here.
You perverts really must stop and take a good look.
Oh, here it is, dear. Yeah, right there.
There it is. Uh-huh. Leviticus 18:22.
Right.
Man shall not lie with mankind as with womankind, for it is an abomination.
Oh, here's another one. Let's see. Oh, Leviticus 11:12. Whatsoever hath no fins nor scales in the waters, that shall be an abomination unto you.
Oh, my.
Well, Wait, does that include last night's shrimp?
Dear, I'm afraid it includes the crab bisque as well.
Oh, okay, all right. Here's another one. Let's try a different one.
Deuteronomy 22:11. It is.
Mm-hmm.
Thou shalt not wear a garment of diverse sorts.
What does that mean here?
Hey,
Check what I got on.
Dear, you've got on a polycotton blend.
No time to count our sins. Well, you win if you want to play the blame game. We all sin, but you'll see we're all playing the same game. The love and protection can come from two moms and two daddies. Not much different than you. So why can't we be who we all be? No matter your gender, a parent must learn to be tender. In a land that is free, we must have diversity. Oh, hell yeah.
Way to go, Humble Divas. That was awesome. Awesome. So is it going to be mostly a musical evening, the performance that you're planning for next weekend?
Yeah, well, we talk in between, and we create some characters, and we talk with the audience. But, yeah, it's about 10 or 11 songs that we do over the course of an hour.
Okay.
And some of them are originals, and they're all original words. So we've taken tunes, as you can see from that first one, Route 66, mm-hmm. stuff that we liked, and changed the words. And,
You know, since we kind of have a little musical theater bent as well, we have bastardized the words to several other pieces.
Oh, yeah. Oh, definitely. We have coming up the Civil Disunion Blues.
Now, that's true.
How are we doing on time? Pretty darn good.
Yeah, I think so. So, you know, the Civil Disunion Blues, it's one that we wrote on our own. And, again, the political situation was really getting us. And I think what really spawned this number was Elizabeth and her partner, Myra, her wife, Myra's, marriage license becoming annulled.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Myra and I have had two weddings. We're doubly married.
That's right.
Yeah. And we had our first wedding in 2001. Big family and community celebration. It was great. And we, you know, we felt like that's what we'd be getting. We had no idea this whole thing was going to blow up all over the world, really. Not just the nation, the world. So we did the Keller Auditorium wedding with thousands of other people, and that was just really incredible. And, you know, since that was annulled, Myra and I, along with our daughter, decided, honey, let's just keep dating. Why not?
So my husband, Otter, and I, we also got doubly married. A couple of years ago, we went to Vancouver, B.C., when that was, you know, first available to us. And we really, that was more of a political act in many ways than, you know, our heart marriage, which happened about a year later on the coast with all our friends and family. And, hey. I know,
yeah.
Elizabeth.
What?
Since neither of our ceremonies are legally recognized here, couldn't we just consider them annulment-free zones?
Absolutely.
If united we stand.
Why is it us versus them?
Because we all have a hand. We're in the fabric of this great land. The state of this union. Don't honor the rights of all its citizens. To really unite, the left and the right must make amends. When out of the blue, we could get married too.
Sign on the line, but it feels with me so fine.
Thousands of queers. Shed marital tears, our fears abated. When out came the right to put up a fight, we felt so hated. We had the snuggled as union blues. It's hard to keep a civil attitude. I can't sleep at night for fear that the right will be believable to the masses. They got the civil disunion blues. Well, Canada's cool.
The Netherlands, Belgium too.
Just hop on the train and let's get hitched in Spain. But here in our country, we'd have to fly to Massachusetts. Will we unite to gain civil rights for all Americans? Then along came a bill, civil unions might be fulfilled.
The Senate said yay, the House got it.
How can one person destroy the fabric of our system? We must separate the church and the state, our nation's wisdom. We got the civil disunion blues. It's hard to keep a civil attitude. Hop on the boat, get out and vote for representatives.
They actually represent us.
We got the civil disunion blues. Hop on the boat, get out and vote for representatives that are in a-holes. We got the civil disunion blues. We got the civil disunion blues. We got the civil disunion.
That was awesome.
Thanks.
Awesome. So I take it that was the title piece for the show.
You got it.
Civil Disunion. Excellent. If you want to see more, we've been listening to the Humble Divas. I think you guys are awesome. The Humble Divas are performing, so you have probably, it sounds like, maybe 9 or 10 more songs.
Yeah.
Yep.
Approximately. Mm-hmm. Okay. To fill up a whole hour's worth of music, comedy, humor.
That's right.
What else there is. Okay. Next weekend, Friday, January 20th, Saturday, January 21st, 8 p.m.
Rose City Park Presbyterian.
Which is Northeast 44th and Sandy. And tickets, $5 to $20 sliding scale.
That's right. You can pay what you feel you can afford. And, you know, we find we generally get what we deserve.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good. For reservations, contact Mark, who is the guitar player here this evening, 503-234-1144. How about introduce yourselves one more time?
Actually, 1140.
Oh, 1140. Thank you.
Again, 234-1140.
Call for reservations.
Sorry about that.
No problem.
Introduce yourselves as we've got to wrap up the interview.
Yeah, you bet.
So, you know, I'm Mark Steering, and my partner here, Elizabeth, and I are both voice teachers. That's right. So, you know, it's kind of interesting. We're always talking about the biz and how flaky people can be and how wonderful they can be.
And if you're interested in voice lessons, you can also contact Mark. You can get to me via Mark. And thank you so much, Carla, for having us here tonight.
It's been a blast.
Great. Thanks for coming on Out Loud. We really, really appreciate your time and everything you're doing for the community. I'm looking forward to seeing the show. And let's give the contact information since I feel bad I messed it up. Say the phone number one more time.
Sure.
Okay. Call Mark at 503-234-1140.
For tickets or reservations.
Civil Disunion next weekend, Friday and Saturday night, shows at 8 p.m.
That's right. Be there.
So thank you so much for that. I need to wrap up the show with a couple of announcements that I'd like to invite. In Other Words Bookstore would like to invite you to the last art show at their current location. The show is titled How I Quit Smoking and Killed a Pig Man. Photos and collage by Megan Boudet and Martha Grover. This show runs through January at In Other Words Bookstore. Martha Grover is the writer behind the zine Somnambulist. Excuse me if I pronounced that wrong. She will be showing 89 different handmade collaged zine covers this month. These are the result of weeks trapped alone in her apartment while quitting smoking. Megan Boudet's black and white photos depict she depicts the stalked as the stalker, a masked woman turning the tables and hunting a pig-faced man. The series deals with women's self-defense and survival. The opening reception will be this Saturday, January 14th, from 6 to 8 p.m. at In Other Words Bookstores, which is located at 3734 Southeast Hawthorne Boulevard. For more information, call 232-6003. Portland's all-new Queer Review gets lucky this Friday the 13th at Porky's Pub, located 835 North Lombard. The evening opens at 9 p.m. and the show starts at 11 p.m. with hosts Max Voltage and Splendora. You can enjoy live acts, a talent show, competition, games, prizes, and dancing with DJ Puppet. There will also be a charity raffle to benefit PAIR. For more information, go to www.wildcardpdx.com. And the Equity Foundation is presenting a workshop titled Gay Finances in a Straight World, Socially Responsible Investing on February 2nd. Learn how to balance your financial needs with a concern for other people and our world. Make decisions about investment strategies and mutual funds that emphasize social responsibility, such as workforce diversity, product safety, and environmental awareness. This free workshop is on February 2nd from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Paramount Hotel, located at 808 Southwest Taylor Street in downtown Portland. Jan Shorey, who is founder of Portlandia Investment Management Group, will facilitate the workshop and help you align your investments with your values. Please register by contacting Amy Williams at Equity Foundation by phone at 503-231-5759 or email amywilliams@equityfoundation.org. You've been listening to Out Loud, KBOO's news and public affairs show serving the lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, queer, and questioning community. Contact us at kbooutloud@yahoo.com with your comments, suggestions for future shows, event listings, and whatever else you'd like to share. Until next time, continue to live proud and out loud.
It was great. It went so fast.